local writing scene as well.
So I had a question, actually. With all of these different magazines that you can submit to, I can imagine that each kind of has its own vibe, you know, its own culture. I mean, beyond just who their market mm-hmm. audience is, I mean, there's a vibe to every paper you pick up in the design, in the other pieces that are submitted. So how do you kind of judge which poems to submit? Do you write poems specifically for, you know, knowing what magazine you want to submit it to? Or do you kind of write your stuff and then pick like, oh, I think this would go well in this piece, in this publication? Or how does that go?
That is an awesome question, Megan. When I was responding to a theme, I might look at what I have, see if I feel that anything is fitting it. And then if I'm not feeling that something fits it, I will try to write something. Otherwise, as I have things kind of out there in circulation, then they come back and then, you know, then I kind of put them in with other ones. So there's sort of this consistent group of work that's floating around out there, I mm-hmm. guess.
So will you like publish something twice then in different places, or once you publish
you
it
want
once, that's
to
it?
Look at the rights of anywhere you get published. That's really important. And often there are electronic rights and print rights, and different journals will have different things. Many journals that publish work online will ask for first electronic rights, but they prefer that you not publish online again because they, you know, you want to access it in that one place. And that often goes for publishing on your own blog as well, because you want, you know, but always ask if you have questions. It's so easy to get in touch with people and find out what they're looking for. You mentioned vibes of publications. I think that's an awesome question. And what I really like about how publishing is now is a lot of it is not just the question of, self or traditional or online or print, but also what social media has to do with all of this is you can see how many people are maybe following this publication on Twitter, or how many likes they have on Facebook, or how they promote their own work, the kind of relationship they have with the people who are publishing work there. You can really get a sense of that vibe that I think you're only getting in a limited way through seeing the work itself. When it was often a print copy, you'd get something accepted, and then then this print copy would come to you maybe a year later in your mailbox, and you'd be thrilled. But you know, now it's a much quicker process, right? And I think that I know a lot more about the people who are working at various markets than I did, and also my fellow poets and writers out there. I feel like a greater sense of community, and I think a lot of that has to do with social media and the online literary community.
Yeah, it's a great talk about getting a vibe for a publication to see like what they tweet and how they tweet it.
Yes.
I mean, that's a really, I'd never thought of that. That's a good mm-hmm. point.
Follow, if you're interested in markets, follow them on Twitter, you know, like them on Facebook, get a real sense of who's there on the other end.
Yeah, because I can imagine there must be some kind of like, you know, process. I mean, even deciding what publication you want to be published in, I think it makes a difference. Like,
oh, yes.
Knowing that, oh, this is a successful publication, a lot of people follow this, because it's essentially like your reputation you're putting mm-hmm. out there too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And also you want to know what you like. And that's always been the case. And it can be really overwhelming. There are so many publications out there. And that is one of the things that we actually talk about in Writers Guild. And I think that having a community, a group of fellow writers that you're working with, that you can talk to about markets as well as your work, is so important. And maybe just like one night, everyone bring in a new market that they found and share it. And then you know about another one. So you're not just overwhelmed in the sort of sea of everything that's out there and trying to read through it all and you know, feel like it's not going to drown you.
What I like about that, I'm sorry, Rima.
No, you're fine.
Just the idea of community, because I think that people think of writing as such a solitary process. And so I'm glad that there's so much to be said the community of writing. Yeah.
I just want to say really quick.
Of course.
Before I was a returning student coming back to school in 2008, I was working on a novel, which is, you know, that's fine. It's still not published. But I like thinking of it as novel, as artifact. It sits in my living room. It's like an art installation that is there in a permanent sort of way. But I learned a lot from it. But one thing that I'm increasingly realizing is that, I mean, I feel that not only is my writing more productive now, but I am a happier writer now than I ever was in all of those years. And that is so much due to community and to the Equable in general.
Fantastic.
So community is, if you are a writer out there, I think that, you know, there's no need to think that image of the solitary romanticized writer is
like
not
sitting by himself,
not something
typewriter.
Yeah,
right. Like, yeah. Not talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that so just brings me back to an episode we did last year about zines.
We
had another Aqua Blur on who...
Shout out to Annie Baldwin.
Yeah, Annie. And, you know, she, was publishing her own zines. And at the time I was doing research about zines and like the history of them. And there is such a sense of community in, you know, that zine publication. And I think like through finding a publication that has a certain theme to it or covers a certain subject or perhaps genre, these similar minded writers come together. And I can only imagine now with the internet being on social media, it's so much easier to connect with these people.
So much easier. Yes.